This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I heard one of your spoken word pieces. What do you call them? Poems? Raps?
I mean, yeah, whatever you whatever you feel comfortable with, brother. Go for it.
He's causing music, mashallah.
Yeah. That's harami thing you do, brother. What do you call it?
That banging track.
Yeah.
It was about your experience of racism amongst Muslims, for example. Yeah. That was a deep one. Tell us about that.
I mean, it's something that I think is an unspoken known.
Or just not like maybe like a microaggressions. You know, people don't realize it when they.
There's some macroaggressions as well. There's some straight up. Yeah. I live next to. I've said this in another podcast before. I live next to a predominantly. We would call you guys Desi, by the way. We wouldn't call you Asian in North America. Asian is like proper Chinese. Like you're not Asian.
Definitely not, especially with this virus going on.
Exactly. You want to take that. You want to take that Asian card back right away. Yeah, for your own health. Yeah. So I live next to a predominantly like Indo-Pak kind of masjid. There you go. Okay, good. Good to know you have that. I'll make a good joke in the future.
Tell me first, I can put
my give you a heads up. So I live next to a predominantly Indo-Pak masjid, and I pray in that masjid every day, all my salah, and like nobody says salam to me.
Really?
I just walk in, I pray, I leave. I'm invisible.
Do they say salam to each other?
Yeah, they say salam to each other.
Nobody says salam to me either.
Well, you kind of look a little black, to be honest. You got a little black thing going on. You look a little light skin.
I'm 164th black.
There you go. Right? And it seems kind of minute. Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem like a big issue, but
maybe
to be invisible. To be invisible in
spite
religious
of your profile.
Spaces. In spite of, I'm a big deal. Mind you, like in my community.
I don't. You know what I mean? I mean that seriously. People obviously know you.
Yeah. So in my particular local masjid, they may not all know me, right? I don't really do much in my local masjid. I travel around and I'm more active in different masjid across the city. Toronto's a very big city. But despite the fact, even if they didn't know me, just to be in a space where this is where Allah is mentioned, announcements are made afterwards in another language. You know, and they just like, it's like, you don't need, it's like, you know, I don't understand what you're saying.
No one takes the effort to come and tell you.
Yeah. It's like, brother, don't worry. This has nothing to do with
Are these guys generally older or do you find it from the younger community as
well? I think I'm positive to say that, you know, the future of the Muslim leadership will be different. I think this is to do with the baggage of our uncles and the people. And Jazakumullah khair, and they did a great job and they did what they could with what they knew. Right. Yeah. But I think that alongside the fact that, you know, oftentimes, like we said, like, even Islam, black, Africa, these are not in our vocabulary. You know, we don't necessarily associate Islam with Africa. We don't associate Islam with blackness. And to me, that's a shame. And I think that is, and you know, even funny enough, me doing films, poetry, rap, for people even to say, oh, brother, you're doing rap now. That's like a, like the R word. It's like, oh my God, you know, astaghfirullah. Because in our vocabulary, rap is black culture. And that is inherently bad, right? Yeah. Something which comes from the black people, right, is something bad. But I mean, you could, in Indo-Pak culture, people are singing Bollywood, sing song, dance, whatever. You can say whatever you want, but the moment it's done in that kind of context,
in a different way,
it's a different level of haram, right?
Yeah, of course, man.
Right. So I think that's problematic.